just explain then, what's the situation with Kelvin Etuhu? He's a player you've spoken very warmly about over the last few months. Is he close to agreeing a new deal then?
Yeah, he is. He's just gone away with his family to obviously spend some time with them. With what happened after the season, there was a real emotional, you know, attachment and feel to what we achieved. And Kelvin wants to be a part of that. I think he just wants some bit of clarity, get away for a little bit and, you know, spend some time with his family and, you know, and then decide on his future. But the conversations I've had with Kelvin, he's excited to be a part of what we're trying to build for next season. And he's a massive part of what we're trying to build. For me, this is Kelvin's time now. He's lived in the shadows for quite a long time and, you know, he's a player that I feel can take the championship by storm. We have a great relationship, a great working relationship, a great professional relationship and a great personal one. And I feel now it's Kelvin's time. He's in a good place and, you know, he wants to do well for us. And it'll be a signature if we can definitely nail it and get it that we'll all be happy with.
Now, of course, you had an option on his contract, so this sounds like you would rather tie him down on a longer-term deal.
Yeah, you know, options work in different ways. Sometimes a club will tie a player in just because he's got an option. What that does is keeps the player there, maybe against his will sometimes, and I don't feel as though anybody's a winner in that situation. If a player really wants to commit to a contract, whether he's an option or not, then that gives you the evidence that you need to take it forward, and that's what we're looking at. And Kelvin certainly wants to commit to that option, but you know we want to commit to him. And I think if we can show that willing and show that cooperation, then we can get Kelvin at our football club and keep developing him, because he's had a year's development under us and he's moved mountains this season. You know, and again, another year under his belt at Championship. What I'm noticing with the Championship is lads who play games at this level and acclimatise to it and want to get better, round about the age of between 21 and 27, the scope for improvement's massive. And that's what I've seen in Kelvin, you know, and that's what we're trying to do with all the players.
Now, there's a handful of other guys who are out of contract as well. What about Martin Craney? How close is he to maybe agreeing a deal?
Been on the phone with Cranes quite a lot. He's gone away. I said to all the players, you go away and you get your thoughts together and make sure that, you know, you want to commit to Barnsley and to the group when you come back. Cranes has explored a few other options and has got other options. I think, again, the emotional attachment of what we all achieved together last season is something that, you know, Cranes has been a part of and wants to be a part of next season. It's a real strong group. You know, I only do things. You're only as good as the group that you've got. And we don't do any individuals at the football club. And, you know, it was really important that Crane wants to be a part of that next season, which he does. There's no doubt about that. But like anything in life, I've said to everyone, you go and explore your options. And if you feel then, after you've explored them, that this is the right place for you, then you get, you know, you're getting the 100% commitment that we talk about. I think that's key, you know, knowing that he can, that Cranes, when he comes and does sign, you know, and I'm hoping he does, that he commits again like he did last season. Because again, Martin Craney's form was outstanding. He got better and better, you know, as the season progressed. And I'm expecting the same next season from Cranes.
You sound optimistic on that one then.
You know, I've had constant contact with him and followed him and tracked him. You know, down through all the summer, spoke to his agent, got some really good positive vibes off his agent, and yeah, I'm confident. You can't be until you've got that, you know, until you've got that signature, and that it's on that contract. You can't be, you know, 100%. But the verbal, you know, chat I've had with Cranes and his agent, who's been superb. You know, I've dealt with a lot of agents this summer and spoke to a lot of agents. Martin Crane, his agent, is a threat to the industry, and he's not greedy. He's very realistic and, you know, that he gives me hope as well, Martin's agent.
What about some of the other guys? Luke Steele, Bobby Hassel, Jim McNulty, guys like that. How close are you to maybe agreeing with them as well?
Well, we've left the contract offer open and, you know, we just wait. You know, again, Bobby's on a two-week course. I think he's maybe finished it now. So we'll enter into some discussions with Bobby probably next week as the week unfolds. And Luke Steele, very much similar. You know, we've got to sit down with Steele and see where he's at and see what he wants to do. I think Steele was, again, when you run out of contract at a football club, then your objective and your option is to go and explore other avenues. And like I'll say it on all of them, there's no way I'm going to sign a player if he's got if he's head somewhere else. And you know, if he goes and explores something that could be potentially better than Barnsley and signs, then that's, you know, that's a player's prerogative. That always is. If then we sit around the table and said, right, for the next year or next 2 years, we want to be part of what Barnsley's doing and what we're doing and the changes that are in effect and we're trying to make good, then I'll only sign that player who wants to be a part of that forward momentum and forward movement. And at the minute, we've not had a chance to sit around a table with Luke and Bobby, but I'm sure we will.
Is there any concern at all there, because you've spoken how you want to keep the group together that did so well for you in the second half of last season, and you know, the likes of Luke Steele, they're key players and they did a great job for you, David, didn't they?
They did, but you know, a football club moves on. You look at the best, for me, one of the best teams in the world, Man United, and you know, I look at that and they didn't. You know, the best players move on. You know, De Gea now is becoming a future star of Old Trafford, and you know, I never thought at the time he'd ever, you know, replace Peter Schmeichel. I never in a million years envisaged how they would. But you have to. You've got to come up with something. You know, football is a forever revolving, you know, circle, and it's something that's always progressing. And you have to find a way. And, you know, I don't get uptight about if a player, and you can do a deal and he really wants to sign or he wants to commit, you know, you get the deal done. If it can't happen for whatever reason, then you go back to the drawing board. You can't get hung up on losing key players. You know, I mean, our season's been over the week. We lost John Stones and Scott Goldburn in that mad week. But it didn't. We just got Rory De Laffin, we got Jason Scotland in, and then we got Chris O'Grady in. I lost Craig Davis, you know, with 2 or 3 days into the job. We could have said, well, what are we going to do now? We've not got a goal scorer. So I'm a real optimistic guy. You know, if you can't come to a deal with a player, and you know, you can't get that deal struck for whatever reason, you move on. And there's a lot of, you know, people out there who are prepared to come and play for the football club and prepared to play for, you know, me as a manager.
Is the ball in their court? Is that a good way to describe it?
You know what? I think with any contract negotiations, you try and find a win-win situation. And like I said, you know, this is what happens when there's uncertainty what's going on at the end of a season, and you let it run to the wire, and you can't enter into negotiations, and you can't obviously do that planning work that you want to do, because if you're in League One, your budget gets slashed. We're going to be open to this sort of, are they going to sign? Aren't they going to sign? Because that's the way it is. Is the ball in their court? Probably. Again, that doesn't worry me, because there's plenty of players out there that are prepared to play for what we're trying to achieve next season.
Maurice Watkins has been appointed the new chairman at the club. Have you had a chance to speak to him yet?
We've had a couple of board meetings last season where Maurice was present, and I had the opportunity to meet with him. I think it's a fantastic appointment for the football club. I think personally for the new management team that's been assembled, I think it's a brilliant opportunity. I love working with different people, new people, finding out off new people, getting educated, learning from different walks of life. And you know, we're talking about, you know, someone's coming into the building with an unbelievable amount of experience, wealth of knowledge, understanding of where the club's at. You know, I think Maurice has been in around and been, you know, looking at the Barnsley project for quite a long time. This ain't someone who's just decided to turn up and throw his hand at being in there. You know, we're looking at somebody who's been around, understood it, and I just think it's fascinating. It's the momentum that we're trying to show people that we're doing. We've talked a lot about change, but I think the best way to show change is by doing it. Actions speak louder than words. They always have done for me, and that's what the club's doing. It's doing something different. We're having a look at something different, and if we fail, then at least we've tried to do something different, something fresh. And what a person to have as the chair of the club who's got so many contacts. It's incredible.
John Stead, Clayton Donaldson and Lee Novak are three players that continuously are getting linked with Barnsley. Have you had any conversations with their respective clubs or with their agents about potentially bringing them to Oakwell?
I've spoke to a lot of players, spoke to a lot of agents. I'm not going to name names who I've spoke to, but it fits the bill. You know, Chris O'Grady is a target for us, as everyone knows. That's being played out at a minute in the press. And, you know, if Chris can't sign or we can't come to a deal or, you know, Sheffield Wednesday don't want to sell it to Barnsley, then we've got to look at alternatives. And that's what I'm doing, making sure that we're trying to, you know, get other alternatives out there. And there is someone, John Stead falls into that bracket, Clayton Donaldson does. And these are sort of players that, you know, you've got to make sure that you're speaking to with their agents and representation. So, yeah, I've spoke to a lot of different players, but I think the focal point, I've lost Chris O'Grady from last season and lost Marlon Erwood. So it's natural for me to look for, you know, a 6'2" striker who's mobile. And, you know, that's what we're looking to do, someone to spearhead the team.